This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم آية number 142 سيقول السفهاء من الناس The foolish among the people will say ما ولاهم عن قبلتهم What has turned them away from their qibla التي كانوا عليها which they used to face The foolish are soon going to say, What is it that has turned them away from the qibla that they used to face? In other words, how come the Muslims faced one direction in prayer yesterday and now they are facing another direction in prayer? We learned that in Makkah, the Prophet ﷺ prayed in the direction of the Kaaba. When he prayed salah, He would pray facing the Kaaba. And he would stand facing the Kaaba from the side of the Hatim in prayer. And from that particular location, when a person faces the Kaaba, automatically he also faces the Baytul Maqdis. Because between a person and Baytul Maqdis is then the Kaaba. So the Prophet ﷺ stood at a particular location in the Haram so that in prayer, he was able to face the Kaaba and also he was able to face the Baytul Maqdis which is in Jerusalem. So the Prophet ﷺ in Mecca, he faced the Kaaba and he also faced Jerusalem by facing the Kaaba in Salah. The people of the book, the Jews, who lived in Medina, when they prayed their Salah, when they worshipped, they used to face Baytul Maqdis in Jerusalem. And when the Prophet ﷺ migrated to Medina, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him that he must also face Jerusalem in prayer. He must also face the Baytul Maqdis in prayer. Because remember, up until the time of the Prophet ﷺ, who was the Muslim Ummah? Who was the Muslim Ummah? The Bani Israel. Right? So the Prophet ﷺ, he used to face the Baytul Maqdis as well. But in Medina, if a person faces the Baytul Maqdis, then his back would be towards Makkah. As Makkah is in the opposite direction. But in Makkah, when a person faces the Kaaba, what happens? He automatically faces Jerusalem. But in Medina, if you face the Kaaba, your back is towards Jerusalem. If you face Jerusalem, your back is towards Makkah. So in Medina, for approximately 16 to 17 months, the Prophet ﷺ and the Sahaba, they faced Jerusalem in Salah. Why? Because this was the command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them. And we don't find this command mentioned in the Quran. Why? Because it is one of those commands that was abrogated in ruling as well as in text. And the Prophet ﷺ, he knew that since he was the last messenger, the qibla of the last messenger was supposed to be the Kaaba. So he knew that eventually he was going to be commanded to face the Kaaba in Salat. And in anticipation for that command, the Prophet ﷺ would look towards the sky again and again, hoping, waiting for Jibreel to descend with the wahi, with the instruction, with the command to face the Kaaba in Salah. And the Yahud, the people of the book, they were also aware of this fact, that the last messenger was going to face the Kaaba. We know from history that, as we discussed earlier, that the angels were the ones who constructed the Kaaba first, then Adam alayhi salam, he constructed the Kaaba, and then, as I mentioned to you earlier, Ibrahim alayhi salam eventually constructed the Kaaba. So we learn that even the previous prophets, they faced Kaaba in Makkah when performing Salah, when worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam facing the Kaaba in Salah was nothing new. It was just temporarily that the people were commanded to face Jerusalem. It has been said that Sulaiman alayhi salam, he built Masjid al-Aqsa by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command. And then the Yahud, the Bani Israel, they began facing Masjid al-Aqsa or Bayt al-Maqdis from that point onwards. However, originally, all of the believers of all times were commanded to face the Kaaba in Salah. Now in Medina, as the Prophet ﷺ was waiting for that command, in these verses, the command is given. But before the actual command is given, a warning has been given to the believers. And what is that warning? It's about the reaction of the people. That when you will turn towards the Kaaba in Salah, what's going to happen? There is going to be a great upheaval in the society. People are going to object. There is going to be a lot of propaganda. But what should you do? Don't listen to that propaganda. Don't become weak. Because it is only the foolish ones who are going to object to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سَيَقُولُ السُّفَهَا. Soon the foolish are going to say. سَيَقُولُ. The scene indicates that this action is going to happen in the very near future. It indicates, it informs us of what's going to happen in the future. And it also shows the certainty of this event. That this will definitely happen. You will definitely hear this from the Sufaha. سَيَقُولُ السُّفَهَا. The Sufaha are going to say. The word Sufaha is the plural of the word Safih from the root letters Sin, Fa, Ha. And Safih is used for a person who is foolish, stupid, ignorant, someone who has a very shallow mind. Someone who has a very shallow mind. And remember that a person's foolishness, a person's stupidity, is either revealed, it is either exposed by his words or by his actions. It is revealed either by his words or his actions. Over here, their stupidity, their foolishness is being revealed by their words, by their objections, by their comments, by their propaganda. The Sufaha are going to say, the Sufaha are going to object. Which Sufaha? Min al-Nas, from among the people. Which people are these? Who are the Sufaha referring to? The Sufaha refers to the hypocrites, the munafiqun. It refers to the Yahud, the Jews of Medina, as well as the Mushrikeen. And they have been called Sufaha over here. Why? Because they object to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded. What are they doing? They're objecting at the command of Allah. One is that a person objects because he's very intellectual, or that something really doesn't make sense logically, and his objection is accepted. Because it is criticism that should be taken. It should be accepted. It is worthwhile. It has some meaning. But over here, these people are talking, these people are objecting, not out of wisdom, not out of logic, not out of being very intellectual, but they are objecting because of their foolishness, because of their stupidity. And what is that foolishness? Not accepting the command of Allah. So the foolish from the people, they're going to say. What are they going to say? What are they going to object? مَا وَلَّاهُمْ. What has turned them away? Who does them refer to? Them refers to the Muslims, the Prophet ﷺ and the companions. The word walla is from the root letters waw, lam, ya. And remember that when the word walla is followed by an, it gives the meaning of turning away from something. And this word in particular conveys the meaning of turning away physically from something. So what is it that has turned these people, these Muslims, away? Away from what? An qiblatihim, away from their qibla. Away from the prayer direction that they used to face in prayer. What was the qibla that the Muslims were facing up until now in Medina? Jerusalem. Baytul Maqdis. So what has turned them away from their qibla, allati kanu alayha, that they were upon? Meaning that they used to face before. How come they have changed their qibla? Now the word qibla is going to appear several times. It is from the root letters qaf, ba, lam. From the same root is the word qabl. What does that mean? Before, in front of. And qibla is used for direction which a person faces. Why? Because the direction that a person faces is that which is in front of him, is that which is before him. You cannot say that you're facing a particular direction and you're not facing it. It's not in front of you. What you face is in front of you. So what is it that has turned them away from their qibla? This is the objection of those who are foolish. Now we know that a person is foolish for one of two reasons. Either he doesn't have intellect, he doesn't have a sound mind, he's not sane, or he lacks knowledge. The other reason could be that a person does not have knowledge about that particular thing, and therefore he's acting foolishly. Now we see that these people, especially the Ahlul Kitab, who were objecting at this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they had knowledge. They were, after all, people of the book, people of the scripture. So the reason for their foolishness was not lack of knowledge, but it was lack of intellect. It was their small-mindedness. It was their not comprehending, not accepting the fact that you have to do something simply because Allah is telling you to do it. When a person is like this, that he doesn't accept something simply because Allah is telling him to do so, he is small-minded. He lacks comprehension. He lacks understanding. He is a safih. He is being foolish. In this part of the ayah, the Prophet ﷺ is being given reassurance that do not give any weight or any importance or any value to the objections of the people, to the criticism of people. Why? Because those who object at the commands of Allah, they're foolish. If you think of it, when it comes to our daily matters, whose speech do we give importance to? Those people who have intellect, those people who have experience. And if a small child is telling you how to pay your bill or how to do your banking, are you going to listen to him? No. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't know any better. Similarly, if there is a foolish person who doesn't have much intellect, no matter what he says, do you give importance to what he says? No. So similarly, these people, no matter what they say, don't give any importance to their criticism, to their objections. Why? Because they are being foolish. Simply ignore what they say. Don't be affected by the criticism of others. Don't be affected by the objections of others. Qul, say, what should your response be? Say to them that لِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ. To Allah belongs the east and the west. To Allah belongs the east and the west. Meaning Allah is the Malik, Allah is the owner of east and west, and everything that is in between, and every other direction. And if He is the master, if He is the owner, He has the right to command the people which direction they should face when they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah owns the east, Allah owns the west. If He commands the people to face east in salah, He has the right to do so. And if He commands the people to face the west in salah, He has the command to do so. He has the right to do so. There should be no objection. All directions belong to Allah, and He is entitled to command any direction that He wills. So لِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ. And therefore, any command which comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it should be accepted and followed. يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He guides whomsoever He wills إِلَى صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمِ. To a path that is straight. The word صِرَاط is from the root letters صَاد رَا طَ. It is said that the word صِرَاط is used for a path that is open and wide, a path that is easy to travel upon. A path that is open and wide and is easy to travel upon. Many times, if a road or if a pathway is very narrow, what happens? Walking through it becomes very difficult. But if it's wide open, then walking through it becomes Very easy. So Sirat is used for a path that is open, that is wide, and it is easy to walk upon it, because it can accommodate many at the same time. So he guides to the way. Which way? The way that is mustaqim, the way that is straight. Mustaqim is from the root letters qaf, waw, mim. We have read these words earlier in Surah Al-Fatiha. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Guide us to the right way. Mustaqim is used for that which is straight, that which is correct. It leads straight to the destination. And it's also used for that which is balanced and is not uneven. It doesn't have ups and downs. So Allah guides whomsoever He wills to the straight path. What is the straight path? The religion of Islam. The laws of the deen that He has specified for His slaves. And they are called Sirat al-Mustaqim because it is a path that is easy to walk upon. And it is a path that is mustaqim, that is going to lead you straight to your destination. And what is the destination? Approval of Allah. And if a person adopts anything else besides this, then he's not going to get to the destination. So Allah guides whom He wills to a straight path. What does it mean by this? That Allah guides whom He wills towards the deen of Islam. Facing the Kaaba in Salah is a part of being on the straight path. Facing the right direction in Salah is a part of being upon the straight path. Why? Because the Kaaba is the Qibla since all times, from the beginning. It was the Qibla for all messengers, and also for us. يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. So what lessons do we learn from this ayah? That first of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about the past, about the present, and also about the future. He knew what the people were going to say, how the people were going to react, even before they reacted, even before they said anything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is complete. He knows the past, present, and the future. Whereas the knowledge of people is very limited. It is incomplete. Another very important lesson that we learn from this ayah. What is that? A very important lesson that we learn from Sayyakul Sufaha. Who are the Sufaha? Who are they? Why are they called Sufaha? Because they object at the commands of Allah. When a person objects at the commands of Allah, he is acting foolish. He is not using his mind. When a person does not accept the command of Allah as it is, what is he implying? That he knows more than Allah. Because we learned in the previous juz, قُلْ أَأَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمُ أَمِ اللَّهِ. Do you know better, or does Allah know better? So when a person objects at the commands of Allah, he is being foolish. It's a sign of his lack of intellect. What else do we learn from this ayah? When foolish people comment, when they object, what should we do? Get influenced by them? What should we do? We should ignore what they say. When you know that what you're doing is right, because that is what Allah has commanded you to do, then be confident. No matter what people say, know that what you're doing is the right thing to do. Because if you notice in the ayah, مَا وَلَّاهُمْ, they say, what has turned them away? They're not addressing the believers directly. They're not saying, what has turned you away? They're talking to others. And this is really what a person does when he's foolish and when he's scared. If you have a problem with me, come and talk to me. When people go and talk to others, what does that show? They don't even have the courage to face you. So when people talk negatively about you, don't give any importance to them. Don't give any importance to them. So there is reassurance in this ayah for the Prophet ﷺ, and also for every person who follows the deen of Allah and faces criticism of others. What else do we learn? What should our response be to criticism of people? When people criticize, when people object, what should we do? قُلْ لِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. Allah owns everything. It's His decision. If He is the Malik, if He is the Khaliq, He has a right to decide as well. So if it is his decision, I accept it. I follow it. I'm not objecting. So instead of getting involved in disputes and arguments with people with regards to the commands of Allah, what should we do? Say it's the decision of Allah. Simple as that. It's Allah's command. I'm sorry, I'm only a human being. I cannot object. We learn in Surah Al-Muzzammil, ayah number 9, Allah says, رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ فَاتَّخِذْهُ وَكِيلًا. He is the Lord of the East and the West. There is no deity except Him. So take Him as a wakil. Take Him as disposer of your affairs. If He is the Malik, if He is the Khaliq, then what should we do? Listen to Him. Let's listen to the recitation of this ayah.
سيقول السفهاء من الناس ما ولاهم عن قبلتهم التي كانوا عليها قل لله المشرق والمغرب يهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم.
And when a person submits to the commands of Allah, يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَى صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, then Allah guides that person to the right way. And if a person just objects, and he says, why, and how come, and this and that, then he's not guided. Ibrahim a.s. was told, أَسْلِمْ. What did he do? أَسْلَمْتُ. Simple. It's a simple formula. Don't complicate it.